Morning. Good question for you. You guys ever heard the story of the wise man, the foolish man, one that builds his house on sand and one that builds on a rock? Did you know that at children's lesson, you are building your house? You're building it on a rock or you're building it on sand. And if you are not paying attention, then you're putting a couple boards on the sand house. And if you're building attention and listening and applying the lessons to your life, then you're building a little bit on the house on a rock. Does that make sense? Yep. So if you were going to have a quiz at the end of every children's lesson, would you pay better attention? And let's say the winner got $20. Would you make sure you paid really good attention and didn't like whisper and pester people? Would you remember who had the children's lesson last time? If, let's say, I was going to quiz you on the last children's lesson, would you have wanted to pay better attention last time? Probably. So let's keep that in mind, okay? And what I want to talk about today is how things affect our life that are either building on the good house or building on the bad house. And I was refused to get some of the parts that I wanted to get for this children's lesson. So it is slightly different than I originally had planned, but I do have a few things. And this is the one that we're going to hopefully don't let get away. All right, if he can run away with that, then he can have it. Okay, so there are some things that are bad that or are dangerous that are not good for us to do in our life. For example, are these a good toy? No. Do your parents let you play with matches around?
No.
If you saw Zachary Yoder with a box of matches and he was maybe in the woodshed, would that be a concern to you?
Yeah.
Why? Why would that bother you?
He might start it on fire.
And that would be a problem, right? So if a match could cause a big problem, like this match could burn this whole building down all by itself. And the Bible says that a little flame can kindle a great matter. And that's true. There was one time that there was somebody who had a skid steer on a trailer in Idaho, and one of his breakaway chains came off and it was skipping off the ground, and it lit a huge forest fire that burned for a long, long time. And so little things in life that they can be really dangerous and they can really affect how the outcome is. And so as little people and as bigger people, we have to be really careful with things that are not good in our life. And we are responsible for each other. Just like if Zachary had these matches, or anybody else that shouldn't have them for that matter, you at least would want to go get somebody who could help him out, right? You're not going to be like, well, it's not my house, so let's just watch this one go down. So there's things in life that I want you guys to think of. And we're going to write good things on one side of this balloon and bad things on one other side. So I'm going to need you guys to say some things that are in that you don't want to do, that if you did them would be building on the house on the sand, that would be a bad foundation. Because if you built a Lincoln log house and it was built on a hard rock, you can push down on it pretty hard and it's not going to crumble over. But if you built that same house on the ocean on the sand and you push down, it's just going to like crumple over. So we want to think of things that would make our life as a house crumple over, that we don't want to do. So do you have any ideas on things that we don't want to do in our life when we're little and building a foundation? Like if we're pouring a concrete slab, you want to make sure it's really good. So when we're little, that's what we're doing in our life. We're building our base layer. And so what are things that you don't want to do that would cause your house to be unstable?
Steel.
That's a good idea. Yeah, and if you're angry at somebody, The Bible says that that's the same as if you killed them in your heart, as if you killed them. So maybe right temper. You think if you're fighting with somebody, is that going to help build a good house?
Yeah.
Is that going to build a good friendship with your friends? No. Okay, do you have any ideas of some good things that would be for building the good house? We want to have more good things, because if you only know the bad things, then it's really hard to know what to work for. And if I told you don't speed, but you don't know what the speed limit is, that's going to be really hard. You don't know if it's 80 or if it's 5. It could be anywhere in between. So what are some good things that we can focus on building in our life? Sharing. Yep. Helping. Being friendly, yep. You think helping and listening to your parents is going to help you build a good foundation?
Yeah.
What if somebody is not your parent, told you to be, like if you're playing out by the road and they said, you know, you should probably come away from the road. Is that something you want to listen to? Would that help build a good foundation? Remember when was talked about respecting people and not interrupting, and that is those are type of things that are going to help to build a good foundation, right? So do you think that if you fill your life with the good side or if you fill your life with the bad side, it's going to affect how it's going to affect your life? You think if you did the good things, it's going to make a difference than if you did the bad things? Or you think you're going to be this, would it be the same results? Like if you told the truth or if you lied, do you think that there's going to be a difference on the outcome of the situation? Yeah? I think you're right too. And I think that if you build your life on a good foundation, that then your life's going to go better than if you build on a bad foundation, right? That's kind of the idea. So if you build your life on a good foundation, that's going to affect you forever, correct? Right. So do you think if I breathe in this air, this helium air, it's going to affect how I sound at all? You think so? Why? It does? Yeah, it does. And the reason is because this is different. This is a different air than is in my regular air that I would breathe. And if you actually breathe this air for 3 minutes, you will die because there's no oxygen. And helium is lighter than air. That's why it rises up. And if we had some sulfur hexafluoride, which I really wanted to get, this balloon would be sitting on the floor because it's heavier than air. And it also would kill you if you breathed it for a period of time. So if you fill your lungs with helium, it's going to affect how you sound. And if you breathe it for a long time, it's going to kill you. That's how it's, what it's for. Is it's a different, serves a different purpose than us to breathe. And if you fill your life with negative and bad things, it's going to kill you. And if you fill your life with good things, it's also going to have a result that is beneficial. I average about 50% success rate in getting these things out, so we're going to try this. Hopefully, this is one of the ones that works good. doohickey doesn't want to come off. Okay, we'll try it this other way. Okay, it might pop.
So I sound a little different now, don't I? Because I checked this different air in my lungs.
But
after I get a few more breaths of the right air, my voice will come back to sounding the right way.
So it's the same way in your own life.
If you take bad things in, it's going to affect you.
Everybody around you is going to be able to know that something is different with your life. And if you do good things in your life, it's the same effect. Does that make sense? Yeah? So if you, depending on different things you take into your life, it affects you a lot differently. So look for things in this next week to make your life on a hard, good foundation. Because you only get one shot at growing up. Like if you're driving, which hopefully not too many of you do lots of, and you forget to look left one time, you could die. If you pull out on an intersection and you don't look left and there's a tractor trailer coming, you're gonna become a statistic. That's just how it works. And life is the same way. If you start making mistakes when you're young and start building that house on the sand, your life is going to be a wreck. So I hope you can remember this children's lesson and remember how when you take things into your life, it affects how your life is. If I breathed this for 3 minutes, I would die, which there's not enough air in there to do. But if I was in a room with just helium and I breathed it for 3 minutes, I get to die. So if you fill your life with bad things all the time, you're going to die. So look for good things that we know of in our life and fill our life with good things, and then we can live. Let's go back to your parents. Thanks for your attention.